Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Poultry Health Today, and with me is Dr. Suzanne Daugherty. She is a consulting veterinarian down in Alabama, and she's also the executive vice president of the American Association of Avian Pathologists. Suzanne, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Now, there is increasing demand today from both consumers and food service companies for poultry that is raised without antibiotics. But I understand that creates an ethical dilemma for veterinarians. Could you speak to that a little bit?
Yes, it can. I mean, we as veterinarians and AAAP also feels very strongly about judicious use of antibiotics, which is basically only using antibiotics when needed, using antibiotics predominantly for therapeutic or preventive reasons. And we feel very strongly about that. So that is something that we constantly are working towards. And so the antibiotic issue, we do feel like there are certain times when antibiotics are necessary. And we feel like that is the veterinarian's discretion. And for us to be able, by our oath, to be able to do that. Can we reduce, has this whole movement helped reduce antibiotic use? Yes, probably so, and for good reason. So it's not all of, it's not just marketing. There's some positive that's come out of it. But we just have to make sure the pendulum doesn't swing too far to where we don't have any antibiotics. Because there's going to be times when their flocks have to be treated from an animal welfare perspective. Not everybody's going to be well 100% of the time. It's like any group of animals or any human population. You're not going to have 100% of your population well and happy no matter how they're raised or what you do. So we have to be mindful of that. When we make blanket statements, we will never treat for antibiotics.
Now, Suzanne, I know various marketing surveys have shown that in the eyes of consumers, veterinarians wield a lot of credibility. Is there a way to take the credibility associated with your profession and communicate with consumers and food service companies about this antibiotic dilemma? Or has that horse already left the barn?
I think that that is happening. I know veterinarians that are working in production companies are constantly communicating with their customers. AAAP is constantly communicating with not only Washington, D.C. and representatives and senators, try to make our presence there. We also meet with FDA, USDA regularly to try to discuss different opportunities and making sure that, you know, veterinarians, we don't want to lose the credibility. And so that also comes into where AAAP has been doing more position statements to try to get the word out. And so we can make sure that people understand that there's a place for antibiotics. From an animal welfare perspective, there's a time and need when they need to be given. At the same time, while reducing the use of antibiotics. So we feel both is very important, and I think the veterinarians are a great outlet to do that.
Now, food safety has always been very important to the poultry industry, but even more so now with the new USDA standards for Salmonella and Campylobacter. What is a veterinarian's role in bridging that gap between production and processing?
Yeah, so the veterinarian plays both roles, definitely. Veterinarians, some people think veterinarians are just in the plant, some people think they're just in the field, and really most production veterinarians are both. And they work in both areas. And so really they all flow together. So the live operations goes into the plant. And so the poultry industry has significantly reduced the Salmonella levels in the last 10 years. And every time we're challenged to reduce it more, we do our best to respond. You know, we're trying to learn more tools about reduction of food safety, bacterial such as Clostridium and Salmonella. And so it's very important that the live side communicates very well with the processing side to make sure that they're working together to try to reduce the numbers, because it takes both components. And I think the veterinarian's a good bridge that helps bridge both live and processing together to help open up that communication.
And is there more pressure coming from processing now? Are they turning to live production and saying, you folks need to do more?
Absolutely.
So that we have less of a pathogen load coming into the plant?
Sure, there's only, you know, we only have the resources that we have. So there's only so much that can be done in the plant, and there's only so much that can be done in the field. And so we're trying to figure out ways that we can work together to reduce bacteria that are food safety issues in both arenas. And I think it's very important that we do collaborate, because it is important what goes on in live operations as well as in the processing plant. We're struggling with these additional tools to find out what will take us to the next level of reduction. But we're working through it, and we're trying to figure out which, you know, along with the scientists and the veterinarians, working together from a management and other type tools that will help reduce the food safety bacteria levels.